It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Our question for today says, why are Christians so judgmental? A four-part question that for me, or at least four things that jumped at me when I read the question this morning. And I thought, No. Who? How? What? Christians? Why are Christians so judgmental? This question presupposes that Christians are judgmental. And any other members of any other faith are not judgmental. Or any other people. It's just Christians who are judgmental. It creates an impression that the idea of judgment is inherent within Christianity. For you to be a Christian, you have to be judgmental. Or by virtue of being a Christian, you're therefore judgmental. I was bothered by that presupposition. And then it goes beyond asking. It doesn't say, are Christians judgmental? It simply says, why are they? As though it's a foregone conclusion. And then it brings the issue of judgment. What are you talking about? What is judgment? What do you mean by judgment? These are the things that bothered me about the question. But the question still remains valid because the person who asked it feels this way. And that's why we entertain all questions, the questions we like and the questions we do not like. You have a question, you bring it, we ask it. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to have the pastor. He's already listening. He's going to answer the question. That was just my feedback when I read the question. Now let's hear what the pastor, remember, he's the pastor. He's going to be pastoral when responding to the question. All the outrage and all the quandaries that can be raised by me, the nobody. But then the pastor is going to come and be pastoral and answer the question. Hopefully we'll get the answer too. Pastor Piri, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question again today.
Thank you very much for having me again. What an interesting question indeed. Why are Christians so judgmental? So allow me to break down this question in some parts so that we can have a holistic view of what possibly the one who was questioning is trying to achieve. And I must agree that one of the most widespread arguments against Christians today is that they are judgmental or always imposing their views on others. Now, often this criticism comes in response to Christians who speak out against behaviors and lifestyle that God judges as sin. Okay, so we live in a society, because we live in a society where everyone does what is right in their own eyes. Like we find it in Judges 21, verse 20.
Pastor Pierre, are you still there? All right, that line just dipped there. The WhatsApp line has dipped again. We're trying to get Pastor Pierre back on the line. I'm hoping he's going to move around. If not, we might have to drop the line and call him back again. He's answering our question for today. Why are Christians so judgmental? Not just judgmental, but so judgmental. We're listening to his question, and we were listening to his answer just up until he was interrupted by that line. So let's try and call him back and see if we'll be able to get him to continue answering that question for us. I hope we'll be able to reach him because now it's only calling, but it has not rung on his side. Wonder what the matter is. I hope we'll be able to get through to the pastor. Anyways, that's what we're trying to get to now, the answer to the question. And we don't attach names to these questions because any and everyone should be able and feel free to ask their question without feeling quote unquote pressured. Okay. So we are having a problem with that line. The line is no longer even ringing on the side of the pastor now. It's just calling but not ringing. And we need it to ring in order for him to hear it and answer it. So I suspect the lines on his side or just the network is not playing ball. I was listening to this to AWR this morning. We've been having some gremlins, but it was just the music dropping and stopping. Not the calls, though. I don't know why the calls are just plain evil on me. I don't know. Let's see if we're going to play you something to listen to whilst we're still trying to get the pastor to come back on the line. We're going to give you something from Soul Influence with John.